Public television in America has grown from an unconventional alternative to a national institution. Paula Kerger, president of the public broadcasting system for the past 8 years, says PBS now ranks 7th in total audience nationally, behind the big four commercial networks, Univision and ESPN. And the non-commercial business model is still working, despite lean times in recent years.
Obviously, philanthropic support, the annual support of viewers like you, thank you, is the core of what makes public broadcasting strong. Lots of contributions from lots of Americans adds up to a public broadcasting service that feels very connected to community.
The audience numbers, which are not generally included in ratings reports for commercial TV, show that even amidst the explosion of cable channels and online video offerings, PBS commands a large and loyal audience.
For a period of time, some of the cable stations looked at what we were doing in public broadcasting and thought they could do that in a way that they could monetize. Sadly, that's not what's happening right now. About 56% of all programming on television right now are reality shows. So we focus on the programs that we don't believe the commercial media will take up or will take up well.
Such as the nightly news hour broadcasts.
If you look at a lot of news coverage now that tells you a lot about things that you don't really care about, I'm not sure that I necessarily want to hear about Justin Bieber's latest exploits, but I do care about what's happening around the world, and I want to understand how it all connects back. And that's what the NewsHour tries to do.
Interviewed during a visit to the KRCB studios following the PBS annual convention in San Francisco this week, Kerger acknowledged that her network is actively looking for ways to build audience among the generations between grade schoolers and their grandparents, and finding some success outside their usual airways.
We're doing a lot of work in the YouTube space through something called Digital Studios. There are people that work on YouTube that remind me of people that came into public broadcasting during its formative years. They have really great, interesting, important stories to tell. It isn't just skateboarding chipmunks. Being able to look at some of that great work and bring it together under a public broadcasting PBS umbrella is something that is appealing because it gives us a way to reach out to young people.
And the huge appetite for the historical family drama Downton Abbey has been an unexpected but welcome boost.
Anybody that says that they could have predicted that that would have been a huge success is going to try to sell you something. It was lightning in a bottle.
So PBS has strategized to make the most of that good fortune.
It has brought more people to public television than anything in recent history, and so we use the opportunity to inform them of other things that we have on our air. It also has attracted an audience across many generations.
As the vast wasteland of commercial television grows ever vaster, Kerger says the appeal and the importance of television that takes pains to blend education with entertainment makes PBS unique within the industry.
We alone are really trying to uphold a tradition of great television, television that has the power to touch people's lives in profound ways. And people have been generous throughout our whole history. It's how this station was founded. It's how stations around the country were founded because people and communities believed that television could be more than, as Edward R. Murrow once referred to it, lights and wires in a box.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.